that's the way. An open road and a road that's hidden, a brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. And a path not taken, a choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awake to a brand new life.
Like pigs. Major run on the Rumaki.
Oh, we're out of Rumaki. Push the mushroom caps.
We're out of mushroom caps.
Push the shrimp. That wasn't the shrimp I meant.
That's very good. Excuse me. Tony, we're out of Rumaki. We're out of mushroom caps.
Now don't worry, Angela. I'm calling in the cheese balls. Hey, get out there and mingle with those guests, okay? Angela, you okay?
Yeah, it's just, I'm a little nervous. Some of the biggest names in advertising are out there.
Hey, well, remember, that's the point of this party, right? To give the agency some buzz. So get out there and buzz.
Excuse me, Angela, didn't you mention that Ed Pfeiffer was coming tonight?
Oh, of course, he's flying in from Chicago. I had a limo pick him up at the airport. Oops. Tell me you didn't forget to send the limo.
Richard, have you tried our mixed nuts? Guaranteed, no two handfuls alike. You're right next to the mince.
Mixed nuts, that piques my curiosity.
Mother, you know how important this is to me. I'm getting fed up with you. I can't count on you for anything.
What? I showed up for your stupid soiree, didn't I?
Give you a soiree?
Relax. What is this here? You know, you two are driving me crazy. I can't think straight. I'm cutting the chicken livers against the grain.
Okay, I forgive you.
Oh, you forgive me.
All right, now, where were those cheese balls?
Oops. Well, they weren't very good anyway.
Think about my proposition.
Of course.
Good. You know, I think you and I would really be great together. Well, good night, Angela.
May I call you a cab?
No, thank you. I really have to get home tonight. I'll see you tomorrow.
Wow!
What was that all about?
Did I detect the possibility of some imminent bed bouncing?
Mother, we were discussing business.
Why do I even ask?
Tony, the most incredible thing just happened.
What happened?
A few minutes ago, Richard asked me if I'd be interested in a merger.
A merger? A murder. A murder. I thought you said merger. You said murder.
Braden, Burton, and Cowell is one of the heavyweight agencies on the street.
Hey, then I guess that buzz I was giving you tonight worked out pretty good.
Well, actually, he said he's been following my career for years. But I'm sure your buzzing helped.
Yeah, well, don't patronize me, Angela.
Wow. Who would have thought? I guess I never gave myself credit for how good I really am.
Hey, yo, let me tell you, you're the best.
Well, thanks. You're pretty great yourself. I'm sure it's business again, so I won't ask.
Hey.
Good morning.
Oh, here she is, America's most wanted merger suspect.
Oh, I couldn't sleep at all last night.
Hey, me either. That Jim Stone's Tina Turner imitation scared the hell out of me. Oh. Come on, Angela, don't worry about a thing. This meeting is going to go great.
Oh, I hope so. I hope you're right. All night long, all I could think about was little Angela Bauer with braces on her teeth, knock knees, and here I am being wooed by the hottest shop on Madison Avenue. Tony, who would have thought it would turn out like this?
Yeah, that orthodontist did a good job.
Where is Mother? I don't want to be late.
All right, Angela, relax. Now, did you ever think that maybe your mother's taking the extra time to look good so that you'll look good? See? Doesn't she look good, huh? I mean, no, wait a minute. This could work to your advantage, you know? Matching outfits, it says teamwork, it says unity of purpose, huh? It says, nah, it says geeks.
I'll go change.
No, wait, I will go change. If I wait for you, I won't get there till Friday.
What is it with her? I think this entire merger meeting is a big waste of time.
Oh, and why is that, Mona?
Braden's a yutz.
Now, there's a detailed analysis. Hey, Mona, I know that you wouldn't do anything consciously to blow this deal for Angela.
Yeah, I would.
Come on, Mona. Now, you know, ever since Angela's been a knock-kneed kid with braces, she's been dreaming of a shot like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She got her knees from her father.
Mona.
Give me a little credit here. Of course I'll keep an open mind. And you think those knees were bad? You should see her overbite. She looked like a bottle opener.
Yes. Oh, send her in.
Angela!
Richard!
I'm so glad to see you. You know, something tells me that you and I are right on the threshold of... Mona?
Hi, Richard. Want a limo?
You remember my secretary? She'll be taking notes.
Well, your choice. This is Stacy. She'll be taking notes as well. Just in case. Now.
Nice digs.
I thought I'd tell you first what I expect from a merger. Webster defines merger as the joining of separate entities. I define merger as the joining of strengths. Kind of a melding of powers for the betterment of all.
Said all is of it the... me or is it hot in here?
As you were saying, Richard.
You know what, Angela? I don't think we need two secretaries for this. Mona, why don't you go get some coffee, take a look around?
Suits me. It works every time.
No offense, Angela. Where did you find that woman?
At the end of my umbilical cord.
I use a Walkman when I work, too. See, if this merger goes through, we can trade tapes. So what are you? Metalhead? Punk? Techno freak? What?
Actually, I'm transcribing notes from a meeting.
I think we can assimilate all of the employees into the new structure. However, there is one that I have great concerns about.
My mother.
Yes.
Richard, I know that my mother is unconventional, but she is also sincere, she is personable, and deep down, she is a dedicated professional.
Hey, guys. I know this is going to take a little while, so I just thought maybe I would pop out and get a pedicure. Ciao.
She has a lot of open-toed shoes.
So you see, Samantha, if this merger goes through, we're going to be having a lot more of these parties. And of course, I'm going to need you to help out. So now, a little constructive criticism, okay? You don't just pass hors d'oeuvres, you present them thusly.
Dad, does the phrase child labor law mean anything to you?
Sam, does the phrase no more allowance ever mean anything to you?
So you hold it like this?
That's right. Just like... Oh, keep practicing, and next we'll work on liquid transport. Oh.
Be still, my heart.
Lady, so how'd it go? Tell me, how'd it go?
Can you believe it? She is actually considering merging with Braden.
Congratulations!
Oh, shut up!
She is impossible. Mother, can't you think for just a minute what a good career move this might be?
So what? I would be miserable there.
You would... For once in your life, can't you think about me?
Okay, you would be miserable there. She is impossible.
Tony, will you help me out here?
How could you tell me to shut up like that?
Mother... You are making me crazy.
Oh, yeah? You want to know what makes me crazy?
What?
The way you pick your teeth when you talk on the phone. My God, if we ever start using picture telephones, you are going to lose half your business.
Don't start mother. Don't start with me.
Oh, I'm shaking in my pumps.
Oh, now, hold on here. Hold on. I got something to say.
Well, all right. I'm sorry I told you to shut up.
Well, that's not it. But I'm glad you said something, although now it's a little late. You know what I mean?
Tony, I know what you're going to say.
What's the matter with you people? You're not going to settle anything by arguing your family.
Let's have a little understanding and love here, a little cooperation, okay?
That's not me. That's Stallone. And anyway, that's not it. Want to know what I think? I think you two should stop working together. Give it up. Never have a job within a mile of each other for the rest of your lives.
Well, I didn't see that coming.
You know what you two remind me of? You remind me of the Sanudo brothers. Oh, all right. But let me tell you, there's a lot that can be learned from my colorful past. Joey and Johnny Sanudo, they happened to own a greeting card shop on Euclid Avenue. And for 35 years, they argued about everything. So one day, they're arguing about where to put the get well cards when Joey whips out an axe and chops off his brother Johnny's head.
Oh, my God.
What happened?
Well, we started shopping at Woolworths, you know. But what it says is that sometimes business and family just don't mix.
You know what? I think Tony is right.
Definitely. I think it's a great idea, Tony, an inspiration.
Oh, well, what could I say? It's a gift.
You know what? This will make everybody happy. You, me, Richard.
Richard? And why will Richard be happy?
He just thought that maybe you'd be happier not being an executive secretary.
He told you to dump your own mother?
He told you to dump your own mother?
They'll find a lovely new position for you.
Well, they'll find a lovely new position for you.
You dumped your own mother? And I gave you my kidney.
No, you didn't.
Well, now, if you ever need one, I won't.
Ah, come on, huh, Mona? You can't stay mad forever. Hey, let me tell you something. When hate fills your heart, it drives the loving out.
Are you defending her or writing a country song?
Tain't funny, ma'am.
Experience required. Experience required. Must be motivated. Oh, well.
Wait a minute. You're reading the Help Wanted?
I miss working.
No, really, why are you reading that?
I miss the train ride into the city. I miss lunch. I miss straggling in late and sneaking out early.
Yeah, you miss getting paid to goof off.
Hey, you don't expect me to do it for nothing, do you?
Well, let me tell you something. Angela's the only one who's going to pay you to do that.
Ha. You watch. Hello. I'm calling about your ad. On a scale from 1 to 10, how hard would you say this job is? Uh-huh. And how concerned are you about promptness? Oh, and are you near any major shopping districts? I sound lazy? Well, you sound fat.
So much for the job at Weight Watchers.
Kelly, what do you think of these? They're nice. No, I mean, do they grab you, leave you cold, make you want to go...
No, they're nice.
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks a lot.
Coffee donut. Coffee donut. That's Java lady to you.
Mother, what are you doing here?
Earning a living.
I know why you're doing this. You're trying to make me feel guilty.
That and the free donuts. No good. That's a peach.
Yeah, that is, isn't it?
I'm not talking to you. Donuts, coffee. Coffee piping hot.
Black. One sugar, please.
Mona. So glad to see you.
Angela, there are a few things I'd like to go over with you, please.
Fire away.
Okay.
Your coffee, Mr. Braden.
Thank you, Mona.
Now, if you will excuse me, I have two more floors to service before I scrub the stairs.
Angela, I was going over your client list, and there are just a few here that don't fit into the Braden, Burton, Cowell, and Bauer profile.
Richard, you're not suggesting that I let go of some of my smaller clients.
Angela,
are you?
This is the time to make those tough decisions.
Well, I don't think you understand.
You'll
those
be
are the
fine.
People I...
Oh, and by the way, you don't have to worry anymore about coming up with a slogan for me perfume.
I don't?
No, Ted had a revelation this morning while shaving. He came up with something that's wonderful. You're going to love it.
Damn.
Hey, Mona, where you been?
Working.
You got a job? Great.
I quit. Property of Braden, Burton, and Cowell.
Severance pay.
Some guy's wife and kids.
I heard someone coming. I grabbed what I could.
Mona, I hope you weren't there bothering Angela.
No, I didn't have to. Angela is miserable.
Oh, come on, what are you talking about miserable? She's happy. This morning at breakfast, she had to say she was happy 40 times.
Dad, people don't go around saying they're happy when they're happy.
Sure they do, Sam. I've done it. Hey, look, I'm happy now, right? Watch. Hey, I'm happy. You're right, people don't do that.
I know my daughter. She wants out of that merger.
Yeah? Well, how do you know that, Mona?
Because I overheard her being humiliated by Braden. I think this whole merger thing was a mistake, but she's never going to admit it. You know how stubborn Angela is.
Hi. You know, Angela, you seem so happy.
I am. Oh, my poor little baby. Angela, we have to talk. Come, sit here.
What is it?
Now, Angela, I know you're happy.
I am so happy.
Oh.
Well, I'm not. I miss working with you. My life is incomplete. And I know this is very selfish, but please, please, please pull out of that merger. I want the Bauer Agency to be the way it was.
You do?
No, not exactly the way it was. Better. Because this time, you are going to have a top-notch executive secretary.
Who?
Yeah, who?
Me. I'll learn shorthand. I'll learn to type. I'll learn to fax, whatever that is.
Mother, you would do all that just for a chance to work with me again?
Angela, she is one desperate woman. Tell her how desperate you are, Mona. Go ahead.
I am desperate.
Yeah, tell her. You'll come in on time every day, right, Mona? Go ahead, tell her.
I'll come in on time every day.
Yeah, and you'll never leave early from now on, right, Mona? Tell her. Go ahead, tell her.
And I'll never leave early from now on.
Yeah, and no more of those three-hour lunches for Mona, right, Mona?
Lunch at my desk every day.
Now tell her you swear.
You never know how much. I didn't appreciate you until you were gone. I need you.
Oh, Mother. I need you too.
Oh, hey, yo. Now that's what I call a merger.
Good. Let's call Braden and tell him the whole thing is off.
Hot dog.
I already told him.
Huh?
I called the merger off this afternoon.
Huh?
You were right, Mother. I wasn't happy.
Uh-huh.
And now, you've come to me and you have made all these promises. Mother,
You are so very, very special.
Get your hands off of me. You tricked me.
Mother, I did not trick you. You know, you are always accusing me of something.
You are wrong.
Don't tell me I'm wrong. I hate when you tell me
wrong.
That I
you
am
are wrong.
Wrong.
You are
Please
wrong.
Please stop telling me I'm wrong. You know what it does.
I'm not starting to resent me.
You know, you told me that.
Oh, hey, am I glad to see you guys. I came up with a great one. Listen to this, listen to this. Well, Mona and Angela were fighting like cats and dogs. Then Tony got them together, and now they're happy as hogs. Now Mona's going home, and Angie's heading upstairs. She just closed the lights on me, but I don't really care. Thank you very much. Thank you.